சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் பை த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் Lord, by the grace of all our gurus, we have completed the Mundakopanishad and Kenopanishad. In our series of our Upanishadic studies, the third Upanishad we are going to see, that is Kathopanishad. First, I will give an introduction to this Upanishad. We know we have those four Vedas as the body of knowledge. All of us know there are four Vedas which are the body of knowledge. Body of knowledge means wisdom. Knowledge by which we attain our goal. That knowledge by which we attain our goal. What are the goals? Destination. Goal means destination. There are four goals in our life. Shastra tells they are dharma, artha, kama, moksha. There are four dharma, artha, kama, moksha, purusharthas. Why they are called purusharthas? Purushena arthyate iti purushartha. That which is sought after by, purushena arthyate, desired by the person. Dharma, that is everybody wants to perform punya, no? Punya actions, what you can call punya actions means dharmic actions. To attain some goal. That some goal is Swargaloka. Okay, dharmic actions help the person to go to Swargaloka. Reaching to Swarga is a goal. Gamyam, Purushartha. And Artha, wealth, prosperity. To earn money is a goal in one's life. Then third one, kama, to fulfill desires is the goal of life. And final, the ultimate goal is moksha, liberation, is the final goal. So what Shastra's intention is, do righteous actions, start with dharma, righteous actions, keep your goal to perform dharmic actions and earn money, keep your goal to earn money. These are all intermediary goals. Like intermediary stations when you are traveling, the ultimate destination is different. The intermediary stations are also coming. Like that, this artha also is an intermediary station madri. It's a goal. Everybody needs money, prosperity, wealth is important. And you can enjoy those pleasures by getting through money, whatever pleasures you have, you can enjoy. Enjoyment is also a goal of life, but that is also an intermediary goal. That is also an intermediary goal. And fulfill your desires legitimately, moderately, for your inner maturity. Take care of the body. And never forget the ultimate goal, that is moksha. See, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Shastra is not asking directly you come for moksha. Shastra never asks the person, give up all desires, don't seek money at all. First itself you have to start Vedanta classes, nowhere it is said. So start with dharma, artha, kama. Never forget they are intermediary goals. And always remember that you have another ultimate goal, that is moksha. These are the four purusharthas. Where all this said in, these are all mentioned in Vedas. So in the four Vedas, why they are called Vedas? Vid means to know, it's a knowledge. Vid means to know. Vedaha means knowledge. We come to know through the study of Vedas. We are studying the Upanishads, which are connected the parts of Veda only. Don't think we are not studying Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda. Each Upanishad belong to one Veda. Each Upanishad, what we are studying, belong to one Veda. Therefore, we have to understand this Upanishadic study is a Vedic study only. Why it is called Vedahana? There is a derivation for that. Shastra tells, Chaturaha Purusharthan. What is the explanation I have given? For that, there is only one statement in Sanskrit. That is, Chaturaha Purusharthan Tat Praptihi Upayan Vidanti Anena Iti Vedaha. Chaturaha Purusharthan Tat Praptihi Upayan Vidanti Anena Iti Vedaha. Veda means what? Veda is that which talks about four purusharthas, chaturaha purusharthan, tat praptihi, and to get them, to attain them, upayan, techniques, sadhanas, vidanti, we can know through Veda, vidanti, we can know through the Veda, anena, by that Veda. Anena iti Vedaha. What a beautiful derivation. That's why Sanskrit is very simple. English lana, that much time I have to explain. Now you see the Sanskrit statement, one sentence. Now it is clear. That is reaching the goal. Then Shastra tells how these Vedas have come into existence. Who wrote these Vedas? The question will come. Who is the author of these Vedas? In Brihadaranyakopanishad, Maitreyi Brahmanam, Yajnavalkya says to Maitreyi, that mantra runs like this. Are, are Maitreyi, he address his wife. No? Maitreyi is like you, all of you. She want to know, study Vedas. So, are Maitreyi, asya mahato vishvasita. Vishvasitam, asya mahato vishvasitam. Tad etat rigvedo yajurvedaha samavedo atharvaveda angiras. He says all these four Vedas came just to you breathe out, no? What comes? The air comes. Like that, from Bhagavan's shvasa, all these Vedas came out. Who says? Yajnavalkya says. Vishvasitam eta drugvedo yajurveda samavedo atharvaveda angiras. Not only that, four Vedas. Next, itihasa purana. He continues the mantra. Itihasa purana vidya upanishadaha. Vidya upanishadaha. Shlokaha sutrani, shlokaha sutrani, anuvyakhyanani, anuvyakhyanani, and vyakhyanani, anuvyakhyanani, next vyakhyanani, asya eva etani, nishvasitani. Asya eva, from that infinite Lord alone, from that infinite Brahman alone, like our shvasa comes out, all these came out from the Lord breath. That means these four Vedas, itihasa means, I'll give four Vedas, then next one, itihasa means history. Number two, apart from four Vedas, what are all came? Itihasa, number one. Then, Purana means mythology. Mythology or mythology. Vidya means arts. All 64 arts. And Upanishadaha means Upanishads. Shlokaha means mantras. Are verses. Sutrani means aphorisms. Aphorisms. Then anuvyakhyanani. Anuvyakhyanani means elucidations. Elucidations. Then, eighth one, vyakhyanani, explanations, explanations are the breath, or the breath of that Lord who is infinite, who is infinite, or the breath of Lord who is infinite. These are all the, like breath of Lord, it came out. Not. Explanations are not O-R, A-R-E. I cannot tell all the spellings, you know. You have to use your the contextual spelling. Then, how it came to us from the Lord? Shastra says, the rishis received these mantras, rishis received these mantras, the whole wisdom received by the rishis, receivati iti rishihin, the one who receives. Why rishis only receive, why not me or my party or tata? No, our party, tata, even including ourselves, cannot receive that, because these can be received only by those people who are totally, predominantly sattvic. Totally, predominantly sattvic people alone they can receive. Not all people. Just as the radio cannot give the forms and colors, the radio only gives the audio, the sound only you can, the transmission, from the transmission the radio can receive only the sound, not colors and forms. But whereas the TV, the receiver, the TV, it takes from the transmission, the colors and forms also it receives. Radio cannot ask, why can't I receive the colors and forms? And your medium is like that only, my dear radio, you cannot receive. The TV alone can receive. Therefore, rishis are like TVs. We are all like radios. Clear? Why I am giving this much explanation, generally people ask, what is this, all Vedas, where from, who is the author, how they have come into existence, how from Bhagavan it will come, all these questions they will ask. Completely 100% you cannot convince. Without Shraddha, a person who is not having Shraddha, you cannot explain them. But who is having Shraddha, we can explain this much. Okay, now this Veda, this has got another name called Shruti. Shruti, S-R-U-T-I, Shruti. Shruti. If you put a dot, Shruti you can write. Shruti, S-R-I also you can write. If you know transliteration, okay. Why it is called Shruti? Shruyate iti shrutihina. Shrutatvat iti shrutihi. That is heard by our rishis. Not written by our rishis. It is heard by our rishis. Karna parampara. That is why Vedak another name is Shruti. Next point. This Veda has got two portions. This Veda has got two portions. First portion is called Veda Purva. Former portion, Veda Purva. Second portion is called Veda Anta. Veda Anta, later portion. Veda Purva predominantly action-oriented Veda. The former portion of Vedas is action-oriented. Fully action means karma. Karma kanda. Kanda means a portion. Karma kanda means. That portion of Veda tells, if you want to achieve those goals, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, I will give you a package. What package? What to do, how to do, how to get them. Veda is like sitting like enquiry madre. May I help you? The railway stations and all, you see, one lady sits there. Sits, sometimes nobody will be there. May I help you? Big board will be there. But Veda is not like that. Always present whoever seek help from Veda. Veda says, may I help you? No? Yes. The person asks, no, I want to do dharmic actions, what to do? I want to get more money, what to do? I want to enjoy, what to do? All these things is going to give information. And Veda Purva begins here. Veda tells, you have to do three types of actions. If you want, get that three intermediary goals, dharma, artha, kama, intermediary goals. The moksha, fourth purushartha, we'll keep it aside. Next, first we'll see the first three. Dharma, artha, kama, if you want to attain, you have to fulfill certain conditions. You have to do certain actions in three levels. Karma trayam are trini karmani. What are they? Veda Purva says, first karma, action at the physical level, kayaka karma. Kayika karmani. Kayika means physical. Kayam means physical. Karma means action. The actions involved physical movements. The actions in which the physical body is involved. That is why it's called Kayika Karmani. There is one shloka. Karacharana kritam va. Kayajam karmajam va kayajam. Kayam means body. It's called kayika karmani. Then the second one, there are certain actions you have to do verbally. Vachika karmani. Second one, vachika karmani. The third one is called manasa karma. Manasika karmani. Where the mind is more involved, mental involvement, mentally involved. In vachika karma, organ of speech is involved. Clear? So, kayika, vachika, manasika. So, what are those kayika karmani? Doing pradakshanam, going to temple, doing puja, all these comes under kayika karmani. Serving to others physically, helping others, and going to pilgrimages every year to see those pilgrimage centers. Body movement is involved. They are called kayika karmani. Vachika karmani are those karmas, chanting verbally the name of the Lord, stotram, vachika japa, loudly chanting the Lord's name, akhanda nama japam, they do, akhanda rama namam, 24 hours, saptaham, 1 week they do, without, non-stop. What karma that is? Vachika karma. Body, no movement. Only saying the mantra. And Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, Parayanam, Bhashya Parayanam, Gita Parayanam, all these are all comes under Vachika Karma. So that's why Parayanam means chanting, artha, verbal chanting. Then Manasika Karmas are those in which purely your mind is involved, active. Manasa puja, manasa japa, dhyanam, mentally involved. Dhyana means meditation. Chanting mentally, manasama japam pandrathu. These are all come under manasika karmani. It is called, technically called as upasana. Upasanam. Upasanam means what? Upa means samipam, near. Asana means sitting near the Lord, mentally. Upasana is that where you sit near the Lord, mentally, more mentally. உபசமீபே யோ வாசகா உபவாசகா. தட்ஸ் வே உபவாசம் என்னென்ன அர்த்தம், யூ ஹாவ் டு டிவோட் யுவர் மைண்ட் கம்ப்ளீட்லி டு லார்ட் ஆன் உபவாச டே. அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி உபவாச டே தே பிளே த கார்ட்ஸ், உபவாச டே தே சீ த டிவி, எக்ஸ்ட்ரா கேசட்ஸ் எல்லாம் வாங்கியாவது அந்த சினிமா எல்லாம் பார்க்கறா. என்ன பாருங்க, வாட் இஸ் உபவாசன், தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். உபசமீபே யோ வாசஹான், தட் இஸ் உபவாச. So all these actions are meant for the varieties of results. Kayika, vachika, manasika, all these actions meant for what? Physical, verbal, mental actions to get varieties of results. அதுக்கு வரப்போகிறோம், அதுதான் நமக்கு வேணுமே. Varieties of results, benefits we get. Next one is Trini Sadhanani, Sadhanatrayam. To do physical actions or verbal actions or mental actions, three things you require, three sadhanams you require. Three sadhanams, Trini Sadhanani. Number one is called Upadhi, physical body. Upadhi is required. Three types of, these are all very logical division, no? Not just casually, abruptly saying. These are all very logically, systematically designed by our Shastra. If you look in deeply into this logical analysis, no, the presentation, you will wonder how, no, it has come. What Shastra says, first half of life, a no, person, he has to take care of the body, first half of life. Let's say from the childhood you give all nutritious food. The 45th year or 50th year la poi enna nutritious food kudukka mudiyum. So that upadhi you have to take care of first. To achieve that goal, dharma, artha, kama, first what I require? Healthy body I require. Healthy body. First half of life the person squanders, you know, for health. Health, 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 health. No, not for health. Wealth. Wealth. First, balasthavat kridasaktah tarunasthavat taruniasaktah vriddhasthavah peranasaktah. Then Swamiji slokam. No? Paramarthananda Swamiji adds this. Chintasaktah na peranasaktah na. The grandchildren always thinking about them. So, want money. Artha. Artha pradhanam. Life. I want money, I want money, I want money. So, artha pradhana. The second half of life, no, the person squanders the wealth for health. Second half of life, no, nalla wealth vandachu, no, sariya health paakamale, he has not taken care of the health and he earned a lot of money, wealth has come. First half of the life, he squanders for wealth and he uses his health for wealth. Then in the process he loses the health. What will happen? He squanders the wealth for health. The third half of life he squanders for both. He search, he work for both, na wealth health. Na health ka wealth poiduthu, wealth ka health gone. But health wealth rendu venu, mitcham enna irukana kavalaya irukana. சிந்தா சக்தா. யார் சொன்னார் இந்த ஸ்லோகம் தெரியுமா? சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் இன் பஜகோவிந்தா, பீப்புள், திஸ் இஸ் த லாட் ஆஃப் ஏ வேர்ல்ட்லி பீப்புள், இஸ் ஏ சாதனம். உபாதி மீன்ஸ் ஏ பாடி, இட் இஸ் எ சாதனம். வித்தவுட் திஸ் பாடி யூ கேனாட் டூ எனி திங், பிகாஸ் வாச்சிக்க, காயிக, மானசிக கர்மாஸ் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் ஹூம்? பாடி. சரீரமாத்தியம் கலு தர்ம சாதனம். தர்ம சாதனம், இட் ஈஸ் எ சாதனம், மீன்ஸ் டு அக்வயர் தர்மா. நெவர் இக்னோர் த பாடி, டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் த பாடி.
The body is very, very important. Therefore, that person is striving for health, wealth. Adhukku one person wrote a funny shloka. And that shloka I will tell here. Vaidya Raja Namastubhyam. He does namaskara to Vaidya. Vaidya Raja Namastubhyam Yamaraja Sahodaraha. You are the friend of Yamadharma Raja. Who? Vaidya Raja. Doctor is a friend of Yamadharma Raja. This Pandita wrote a shloka. Vaidya Raja Namastubhyam. Namaskara to you. Who are you? Yamaraja Sahodaraha. You are the brother of Yamaraja. Yamadharma Raja. Why? Yamastu Pranan Harati. Yama, Yamadharma Raja, he will take our life. Pranan Harati. Tvam tu Pranan Dhananicha. You take the pranam and dhanam also. Panam, panam poyidum, pranam, pranam poyidum. Adhu madri, how many people, they think I have lot of wealth, I can get health. What doctor says, after spending lakhs and lakhs of rupees, I am helpless. Doctors says, I am helpless. And anartham, you have to meet my brother slowly. Anartham. Illiyo? You have to meet my brother slowly. And what he has done? He has taken money also. Fully. And one person went to a doctor. And the doctor, his complaint is what? Doctor, I have a problem, forgetting problem. And a forgetting problem. I don't remember anything. Then doctor said, better you give my first bill, first you give. my fees first you pay. Hey, no, after treatment, you may forget, no? Later. So, innocently this person complained, he has said. The doctor taken the money first. Okay? We are not criticizing the doctors. It's a condition. That means many factors are beyond the medical field. Idu therinjikkanum nama. Unknown factors are there. Next one. Next sadhanam is Vishayahan. Vishayahan. That object also is important. See, this body is having all sense organs. Body is there. But body, how can it do any action? It has to contact with, suppose I want to do good action. What I require? Eyes I require. I have eyes. But corresponding object I require outside. I want to do puja. I have hands, I do puja. With what? Flowers I require. Abhisheka dravyam I require. All objects I require. There is a temple must be there. Somebody have to build a temple. Somebody has to maintain. Then only I can do. I can offer. How can I go? Pilgrimage center is not there, suppose. Where can I go? Where you do pradarshan and tell me? Yani kani cha papani and ingi sutya vindida. So you require vishaya. Corresponding vishaya. Tongue is there. Sense organ. Tongue is there. But to eat, to enjoy, you require a prasadam. Okay? You require a laddu, tirupati laddu is required. Even though they are increasing the price, quality is decreasing, but you require some laddu. And you require some darshanam, Bhagavan's darshanam, alankaram, and pakaradhukku vishayam venume. Vishayam illenna, inda kannu irundha enna prayojanam? Even this nose also, the fragrant flowers, all these colors, forms, and everything, sounds are not there. What for these sense organs? What they can do? So what you require is second sadhanam, vishayaha, object is required. Corresponding object is required. To earn money, where you can go? There must be an infrastructure, an office, to study, there must be a college. Without outside objects, you cannot achieve this artha and kama, even dharma. Yes or no? Therefore, external objects are must. Then second one, the second sadhanam. Upadhi is the first sadhanam. Objects are second sadhanam. Then third sadhanam is lokaha, the world, atmosphere. A healthy atmosphere is also required to attain these intermediary goals, dharma, artha, kama. Lokaha means a nice atmosphere to enjoy in life. Nice atmosphere is required. Now when you come to this hala, oh nice, how you are feeling? See, this is called lokaha. What Swamini can do, what students can do. Infrastructure is not there, lokaha is not there. Fan, light, mic, carpets. How many things you require, you see? How we are enjoying? Because of lokaha. Nice body, nice vishaya, nice atmosphere. Venda, vendama, vendama, vendama. Venu, Swamini, venu. Neenama shalano. Elittama shalano. Without that, nothing. So three sadhanas are must, compulsory. Then Shastra says, if you want perform three actions with these three sadhanas, you have to take care of these three sadhanas. Therefore, you have to work for that. You have to take care of them. Class varanavanna two-wheeler irkano, illana four-wheeler irkano. கனீஸ் பஸ் அவைலபிள், ஆட்டோ அவைலபிள், அவர் ஸ்ட்ரைக் பண்ண என்ன பண்ண முடியும் இல்லையா? கார் டிரைவர் வரணும், இல்லைன்னு பஸ்ஸு டைமுக்கு வரணும், இல்லைன்னு ஆட்டோக்காரன் வரணும். ஹவு மெனி திங்ஸ் வி ரிக்வயர், ஸோ மெனி திங்ஸ். ஸோ நைஸ் அட்மாஸ்பியர், வித்தவுட் தட் ஐ கே நாட் அக்வயர் புண்ணியா, ஐ கே நாட் ஏர்ன் மணி, ஐ கே நாட் என்ஜாய் ஆல்சோ. இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு ஞாபகமே இருக்காது, என்னமோ என்ஜாய் பண்ணிகிட்டே இருப்போம் தவிர, சாஸ்திர clearly mentions all these things. Okay, now treeni sadhanani. First one, treeni karmani, over. To perform them you require three sadhanams, they are over. Now not only in this loka, these sadhanas, not only in this, even higher lokas also you require a nice atmosphere. You require a nice atmosphere there also. This is the Vaidika believes in higher lokas. He wants there also, I want to be happy. I should not go to the Naraka Vali. And the Valiya Pokuda, Inda Valiya Ponu. So people are working for that. Next one. These are all said in Taittiriya Upanishad. Next we are going to see in that also. தேயேஷதம் தேவகந்தர்வாணாமானந்தஹ மனுஷ்யகந்தர்வாணாமானந்தஹ மனுஷ்யானந்த கந்தர்வானந்த தேவகந்தர்வானந்த ஆனந்த இஸ் 24 hours வாட்டர் வருதுன்னு தேவகந்தர்வ ஆனந்ததா 24 hours எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் அவைலபிள்னு தேவகந்தர்வ ஆனந்த மனுஷ்யானந்தன்னா தண்ணி 1 hour தான் வரும் இல்லையோ அது மாதிரி நவ் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் வி ஆர் கம்மிங் டு த தேர்ட் திங் All these benefits, whatever you get, upadhi, loka, vishaya, whatever you get, after getting, using this body and using the vishayas, objects, using the whole atmosphere, loka, everything in spite of nice upadhi, nice objects, in spite of nice house, object means nice house, with 24 hours water, and with nice children, with nice, ellame nice, nice, nice. Okay? In spite of this, I am not happy. So Shastra says, now here Shastra wants, see, dharma, artha, kama, I told you all intermediary goals, they never give total, complete ananda. In all these results, nice body, nice objects, nice world, nice atmosphere, knowledge, everything, they're all defective. In spite of achieving, they're all three doshas. Three doshas. Trividha doshaha. Doshat trayam. Ella trayam trayam. Karmatrayam, sadhanatrayam, doshatrayam. Three defects are there. What are those three defects? First defect is the body, the object, the loka mixed with dukkha. Dukkha mishritatvam. Mishritam means associated with, mixed with, tainted with. What? Dukkha. The body, however much you adjust this side, that side, edho oru problem undende irukkum. Complete 100% healthy body is impossible. Impossible. So therefore it has got its own defects. Chollanuma swamini theriyum. So defective, dukkha mishritam. Even objects also, whatever you are enjoying, lot of adulteration. In every object there is lot of adulteration. And after eating, if I eat more, I have problem. If I don't eat also, I have problem. Therefore, it also has got dukkha mishritam. Loka atmosphere also, sometimes mic will work, sometimes it won't work, sometimes I am not able to climb even first floor. Upstairs ane anandama irundade, ipo padi yeri varanume mela kashtama irukke. That's why even loka, the atmosphere also, sometimes it is not comfortable to me. So dukkha mishritama illiya? Dukkha mishritam. Not only dukkha mishritam, there is second defect, atrupti. எவ்வளவு பண்ணினாலும் அதிருப்தி. பல்லு வல்லு சரியா இல்லையான்னு ஒரு அதிருப்தி. ஹெயர் கரெக்டா நல்லா இல்லை சுவாமி, சாஃப்டா இல்லை ஹெயர், அதிருப்தி. காம்ப்ளெக்ஷன் நல்லா இல்லைன்னு அதிருப்தி. ஹைட் கொஞ்சம் ஒரு 2 inches கம்மியா இருக்கேன்னு அதிருப்தி. டாட்டர், சன், ஹஸ்பண்டு, வீடு, வாசல் எல்லாமே இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் 200 square feet ஜாஸ்தி இருந்தா நல்லா இருக்கும் வீடு. அப்போ தெரியாமலே வாங்கிட்டோம், தோன்றதா இல்லையா? இதெல்லாம் அதிருப்தி. இந்த அதிருப்திகரத்துவம் கண்டினியூஸ். ஹவ் எவர் மச் யூ அக்வயர் த பாடி, ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், லோகா, யூ வில் நெவர் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைன். தட்ஸ் வை திஸ் இஸ் த செகண்ட் டிஃபெக்ட், அதிருப்திகரத்துவம். டிஸ்சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன் இஸ் பவுண்ட் டு கம். திருப்தியே இருக்காது, அதிருப்திகரத்துவம். தென் த தேர்ட் ஒன் இஸ் பந்தகத்துவம். It binds the person. The body is a sadhanam, instrument. Sadhanam and enna artham instrument. Body is a sadhanam. External objects are also a sadhanam, means instrument in my hands. Car is a sadhanam for me. It is an instrument in my hand. Two-wheeler is a vehicle instrument. Just as you are using the pen instrument in the hand, it is under your control. Like that, every object, every gadget is a sadhanam, means for my upliftment. But slowly what will happen? Those objects, I will become slave to them, they become masters. I will become slave to them. First, for pleasure's sake, I invite them. Car irunda romba nalla irukum enna sollu, car vaangitam. So I am the master now, owner of the car, sitting in the car. ஃப்ரண்ட் சீட்டில் ஒரு நாள் கார் இல்லை, டிரைவர் வரல, என்ன கார் இல்லையே, கார் இல்லையே, கார் இல்லையே, வரலையே, வரலையேன்னு என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம்? ஐ எம் அடிக்டட் டு தட். த சேம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் என்ஜாய்ட் ஃபார் எ ப்ளஷர், இட் பிகேம் ஏ நீடு ஃபார் மீ நவ். இட் இஸ் நோ மோர் ஏ ப்ளஷர். இந்த கார் இருக்குன்னு ஒரு சந்தோஷமே இல்லை சுவாமினி, இந்த இருந்ததுன்னு கஷ்டமாக தான் இருக்கு இப்போன்னா. என்ன அர்த்தம்? It binds me. I become slave to that object. Coffee kudikumbodhu nalla irukum, I am the master, ungana nalla aanandama kudipom. Adukapram coffee illana oru naal avladha, I am slave to that coffee, I am slave to drugs, I am slave to alcohol, I am slave to smoking. How many people know slaves to those addictions? No, first they think every puff is a promise and solluva advertisement. Enna every puff is a promise. Enna promise? To make you a slave is a promise. Ipdi da eludanum for advertisement sake he writes every puff. Puff na theriyuma ungalku? Theriyadhu, you are ladies, no gents, those who are smoking, they know that puff. What is a promise for them? Enna aanandam, pleasure. One day you stop smoking. Anna, this person, yes, he should not smoke. What he does? He goes outside and smoke. Because without that, he cannot stay. That means what? It is no more a pleasure, it is a badly the person needs. Any object, it has a capacity to bind your mind. Bandhakatvam. Because of that bandhakatvam, it creates a dukkha in you, atrupti in you. All of us, we are facing this in whatever we have gadgets with that. Even house, rented house is problem, own house is problem. Huh? மாதிரி எந்த ஹவுஸ் நல்லதுன்னா ஹவுஸே வேண்டாம் மரத்து கீழே இருங்கன்னா இருக்க முடியுமா? முடியாது. ஸோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நெசசரி, பட் தே ஆர் மிக்ஸ்டு வித் துக்கா அதிருப்தி பந்தகத்வம். ஆர் ஆல் டிஃபெக்டிவ் சம் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பீப்புள்னா திங்கிங் பர்சன். ஏதாவது இந்த உலகத்தில் துக்கம் இல்லாமலே, அதிருப்தி இல்லாமலே, பந்தகத்வம் இல்லாமல் ஏதாவது பொருள் இருக்கான்னு தேடுறான். அப்புறம் இதெல்லாம் பார்த்துட்டு பரீட்சலோகான் கர்மஜிதான் பிராமணோ நிர்வேதம் ஆயாத் நாஸ்தியகிருதக்ருதேனா. தட் விச் இஸ் இன்ஃபினிட் கேன் நெவர் பி அட்டைன்டு த்ரூ தீஸ் த்ரீ கர்மாணி. பை தீஸ் சாதனம்ஸ் இட் கெனாட் பி அட்டைன்ட். பை தீஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் இட் கெனாட் பி அட்டைன்ட். ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் லெட் யூஸ் திஸ் பாடி ஃபார் தட் சேக். ஹீ இஸ் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் தட் எ பர்சன், இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன். அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன் கண்டினியூஸ் இன் திஸ் ஒன்லி, இந்த துக்கா அதிருப்தி பந்தன்லோனே. பட் ஏ பர்சன் சடன்லி ஒன் டே ஹி திங்ஸ் வை கான்ட் ஐ ஒர்க் ஃபார் இந்த டிஃபெக்டிவ் ஃப்ரீ, ஏதாவது இருக்காதான் இது உலகத்தில், இருக்குமேமோ தேடி பார்க்குறோமே அப்படி கொஞ்சம் சர்ச் பண்ணுவான். டிஃபெக்டிவ் ஃப்ரீ கோல். ஏன்னா தர்மம்லோ டிஃபெக்ட் இருக்கு, அர்த்தம்லோ டிஃபெக்ட் இருக்கு, காமன்லோன்னு டிஃபெக்ட் இருக்கு. ஏன்னா நல்ல பணம் இருக்க சாப்பிட முடியல, ஏன்னா சுகர் கம்ப்ளைண்ட்டு, பூஷணிக்காய் ஜூஸ் தான் சாப்பிடணும், எதுக்கப்போ இந்த உடம்பு இந்த பொருள் எல்லாம் இருந்து என்ன பிரயோஜனம்? டாக்டர் சொல்கிற ஊறுகாயை சாப்பிடக்கூடாது, அது சாப்பிடக்கூடாது, ஏன்னா சப்புன்னு படிச்சுடுவாமி டங்கு எல்லாமே, ஒன்றும் சாப்பிடாமல் சப்புன்னு போயிடுதுண்ணா. அங்கே போகக்கூடாதுன்னு சொல்கிறேன், இங்கே போகக்கூடாதுன்னு சொல்கிறேன், ஏன்னா யூ ஷுட் நாட் ஸ்டாண்ட், யூ ஷுட் நாட் வாக், என்ன தான் பண்ணணும்னு. திஸ் பர்சன் ஹி இஸ் ஸோ டிஸ்கஸ்டட் வித் ஆல் திஸ் திங். ஏன்னா எங்கேயாவது யாராவது சுவாமியாக இருக்கான்னு பார்க்குறேன்னா மனசு அப்போ தான் வைராக்கியமே வரும். இதெல்லாம் பார்த்துட்டு இன்னும் சுக்கமே இல்லை, இன்னும் மோர் துக்கம் ஆகிட்டு இஸ்காமி. ஸோ இங்கே என்னமோ திஸ் சுவாமியாரும் சுவாமி நம்ம பார்த்தா கொஞ்சம் சந்தோஷமாக இருக்கிற மாதிரி தோன்றுறது. இது ட்ரை பீப்புள் கம் தென் வேதா டெல்ஸ் எஸ் தெர் இஸ் எ டிஃபெக்டிவ் ஃப்ரீ கோல் இன் த லைஃப். The defective free goal is moksha, the fourth ultimate goal. You want to end up your life in defective goals, all the best. No, I want a defective free goal in my life, then come for the fourth ultimate goal, my second portion. Second portion, Veda Anta portion, I am here sitting to give you the ultimate goal, defect-free goal, that is called moksha. Appo, adhilo dukkham irukkada swami nina. Dukkha lesyam kuda irukkada. Even an iota of dukkham will not be there in that fourth goal. Appo, atrupti kuda irukkada, atrupti ye kadiyadu. Total திருப்தி ஆனந்தா பூர்ணத்வம் தேர். பிகாஸ் த ரீசன் இஸ் தட் வாட் யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் த்ரூ தட் ஃபோர்த் புருஷார்த்தா மோக்ஷா, இட் இஸ் நாட் கமிங் ஃப்ரம் அவுட் ஆஃப் எனி கேட்ஜெட், ஈதர் திஸ் உபாதி ஆர் விஷயம் ஆர் லோகா. It is not coming out of this upadhi or vishaya or loka. It is in the moodukku apparpattadhu. And adhanal adhilo athrupthi irukkadhu. Mara adhukku edhavadhu pannanum illa, moodu karmani sonnalle, kaayika karma, vaachika karma, manasa karma edhavadhu pannanumna, oru karmavum panna avashyam illai. Appadiya? I need not do anything na. But without doing, until today I am doing, but I thought everything I have to do only. Here only you need not do anything. You need not do any kayika karma, you need not do any vachika karma, you need not do any manasika karma. Then what to do? That's what I am telling you, you need not do anything. Then Shastra says, you are that Trupti Swarupam, you are that Ananda Swarupam. For what you are seeking till today, for Ananda, that is not away from you, that is you. That is covered, that is veiled, that is concealed because of ignorance. That Ananda Swarupam, Trupti Swarupam, Purna Swarupam is you yourself. The person asks, if I am that Ananda Swarupam, why I am like this, all that I am castral face? Because it is covered. That Ananda Swarupam is covered, veiled. If it is all the time, it is available. You need not get it. It is all the time available, Shastra says. Adivere Ascharyam. No, I need not get it. It is always available. If it is always available, how am I missing that? That's what I am telling, it is covered. Then what I have to do? You have to discover, remove the cover. Discover. Remove the cover. How to remove the cover? Discover. Recognize. Discover. Through Vedanta, scriptural study, you can discover that fact. Because until today you are comparing yourself with the world, therefore you have atrupti. And you are thinking you are limited, therefore you have binding nature. That binding notion you have to drop. All this can go away. Next, the last point, the Upanishad says, you need not worry about yoga and kshema. The final point, all these worldly gadgets, including with this body, vishaya, all these are temporary. Antavattu phalam tesham, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. They have an end in their life. Body has end, objects have end, all this loka has got end, but the nature, the your real nature has no end at all. It is permanent nityam. So, in yoga and kshema, there is dukkhataram dukkham, dukkhataram dukkhatamam. Yoga illadadu, adi adayirudukaha kashtapadrathu. Adi yogam. Vandadukaparam, ஆர்ஜன துக்கம் லக்ஷணே துக்கம் வியே துக்கம் நாசே துக்கம் கிமர்த்தம் துக்கபாஜனம். இன் ஏர்னிங் ஐ ஹாவ் துக்கா, அண்ட் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் தேம் ஐ ஹாவ் துக்கா, இஃப் ஐ கெட் லாஸ் இன் தட் ஐ ஹாவ் துக்கா, துக்கத்தரம், ஓகே துக்கத்தமம். வேறாஸ் ஹியர் அந்த துக்கம் அன்னதே வராது, இந்த பெரிஃபெரியலோக்கே வர முடியாது. எங்கே இந்த மோக்ஷா கோல்ல. நவ் யூ டிசைட் வெதர் டு vote for fourth goal or 1, 2, 3. Priority, I am telling. Priority. Fourth goal is the my top most priority, which is defect free. Decide. This person says, no more, I don't want to waste my second, even second. Until today I am wasting my time. Now onwards, I spend more time for fourth goal, the ultimate goal, not for the other three goals. பண்ணது போதும் இந்த கோல் எனக்கு வேணும். அப்போனா நெக்ஸ்ட் தர்ஸ்டே கிளாஸ்க்கு வாங்கோ. இது அட்வர்டைஸ்மெண்ட். இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் ஃபோர்த் கோல், இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் துக்கா, இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அதிருப்தி, இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் பாண்டேஜ் பந்தகத்வம், ஐ ஹாவ் டு டர்ன் மை டைரக்ஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் வேத அந்த by scriptural pramanam. the scriptures or the pramanam, I can study the scriptures and I can own up. I can discover my real nature. By discovering which, I can be free from all these three defects. Some more in the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.